Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just
for
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
All right, we back. It is Friday, October the 17th here on the show. It's the best time of year, as we have said many a time this month, where we have NFL football popping off. We have college games. We have one of the best slates we've had in a while in college football this week. And we have postseason baseball. Jenks, I was kind of rooting that we wouldn't get sweeps in both of these matchups in the NLCS and the ALCS, simply because they have, like, put it in firm writing that the World Series is not going to start till October 24th. If we had sweeps in both of these, we'd be waiting around like almost a week. So like that's the one downside of like if the Dodgers do sweep the Brewers, they're going to be waiting around, which sometimes can be a good thing because your bullpen will be rested. And I think, you know, most of the time, logically speaking, that is a great thing. But also like you don't want to wait around too much and be rusty. So at least we have a series in one of these, but it does feel like the Dodgers are probably going to be waiting around a bit.
Yeah. They just look so dominant right now. So this could be it. Like, I think that game is going to be all Dodgers tonight, or at least the Dodgers are going to pull it out, sweep this series, and they're just going to be sitting back, licking their chops for whoever they face next. I could be wrong. Maybe we'll get surprised, and maybe the Brewers will try and do something, but you know how it is. When you're down 3-0, in an LCS, I mean, there's only one team who has ever come back for a deficit like that, and that was the 2004 Red Sox and that famous comeback against the Yankees. But I think it's pretty much over. It's just a matter of when it's going to end.
Well, and especially because things aren't even lining up well for the Brewers. Like, they have extinguished all of their options when it comes to pitching. Like, Jacob Mizorowski was really good last night, but they used him last night for 5 2/3. So he ain't pitching tonight. Or at least one would assume if they want to preserve his arm health. But I was going back and forth with somebody the other day, which, like, my parallel to this is that Brewers fans are probably feeling pretty sad that, like, they've had this great storybook season. Mm-hmm. And if it comes to an end like this, it would feel very anticlimactic. So as a fan, what do you think is more disappointing? Like, having a great team and coming really close to greatness, or having a bad team that's not even in the conversation?
Oh, God. I think it's getting close to greatness because at least you have the memories of the season. You know, it's tough to watch a great season come to an end. But at the very least, if you look at the Brewers, they're just outclassed here. So even if they tried to make it a series, the Dodgers are just a better team. The Dodgers are the best team in baseball.
Right.
You know what I mean? So there's no shame in losing to a team that is the best in the sport, and that's just what has happened. And it certainly doesn't take away from the disappointment, but I would rather at least have a regular season full of memories and a lot of highs and the fact that you made it this far than to say, oh, I just suffered through the dregs of like an awful season. There was no hope whatsoever. It was miserable. At least you can look back and say, yeah, we lost to the eventual, perhaps, World Series champions, but we had some great memories along the way.
Right, and also the Dodgers' payroll this year was $321 million. The Brewers' payroll this year was $115
million. Right.
So it's not exactly a fair fight. But the reason that I mention this is because, like, some people were complaining about, like, oh, the Eagles are bad right now and the Phillies lost. I was like, shut up. Like, you guys won a Super Bowl last year. Do you know how, you know, discouraging it feels to be a team that's not even in the conversation? So, like, do not complain about your team that is in the postseason when you're talking to me, a Titans fan, where we are careening towards the number one pick once again in the NFL.
Yeah, it's amazing how people get so caught up in the now. And I get that, right? Because if you're the defending world champions and all of a sudden your offense is falling apart and people don't like each other, at least it seems that way, and you're like, what's going on? We may not win again. It's like, broski, I take your Super Bowl and enjoy it for a while. I'm a Titans fan, okay? We'll take a win. We'll just take a win. So, yes, I will not hear. And plus, I don't listen to Philly fans complain anyway.
Right? Like, you have a lot going for you. So, like, just right. Shut up. All right. So, let's get to these games tonight. As we kind of hinted, I think both of us are kind of leaning towards the Dodgers once again in game four of the NLCS. Dodgers with a commanding three-game lead. 3-0. Ohtani taking the mound for the Dodgers. Brewers look like they're going to be cobbling together a rotation tonight, as they have not announced a starter just yet. Means they'll probably go with an opener here. LA -190 on the money line. Milwaukee +155. Let me double check those numbers. I would imagine they're around the same things today, but that might have been yesterday. Oh, -200. This has gone up in a total of 8 runs. So, Jenks, I feel like I can assume that we are going to play the Dodgers in some way, but I guess I need to ask just in case. Do you like the Brewers here, or is it all Dodgers?
I think it's all Dodgers. They just don't have any arms left, do they? Like, who are they going to throw out there? Mizorowski, watch his arm fall off? Freddy Peralta on short rest? They don't have a deep rotation anyway. They got Shohei on the mound, who didn't get a lot of work this season, but still racked up a record of 1-1, 2.87 ERA, 62 strikeouts. And also, in big moments, I do expect guys like Shohei Ohtani to deliver. I think he delivers tonight. I don't think it matters who goes for Milwaukee. And also, going back to 2018, the Brewers have now lost 10 straight games away from Milwaukee. It just doesn't set up well for them. And also, the mental grind of knowing we are down 3-0 against the LA Dodgers on the road. We just cannot beat them, and we haven't won a post-game series game in forever. Like, how are we going to overcome LA tonight? Like, that mental hurdle, I think, is a big factor as well. So, yeah, I'm definitely on LA. I like LA in the money line at +110. I like him at -1. I'm not going to lay -200 here, but it's hard for me to make a case for Milwaukee at all.
Yeah, it just doesn't line up well for them. And especially since they haven't been getting much out of their lineup. Like, I think that's the craziest part, is that they have cobbled together, like, some starters for these games. They came into the series saying, hey, we have 1.5 starters for this series, which is not great when it's a 7-game series. But they've been in a lot of these games. But the problem is they have scored exactly 1 run in every single game. You are not going to win many games against the Dodgers when you can only score 1 run. And it just feels like it's not getting easier against Ohtani. Maybe Ohtani gives up a couple runs here, but it's just not been a Brewers lineup with much pop. And even when you zoom out and say, okay, this is a Brewers offense that was good during the regular season, but I will say this. Of the teams remaining in the postseason, the Brewers do not have a ton of power. They were towards the bottom of home runs in Major League Baseball for the course of the regular season. I think they were like 18th in the majors. Meanwhile, you look at the Dodgers, and they were at least second or third in every single power metric. I think they had the second most home runs of any team in baseball, and they get it from top to bottom as well.
Yeah.
It's not just the guys at the top of the lineup. Again, Ohtani is starting to show signs of life at the top of the lineup, but it's been other guys who have been doing the heavy lifting. So I think you...
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
Either play the Dodgers on the run line, or you get creative in some way, shape, form, or fashion. Does feel like the Dodgers are going to the World Series once again.
Yeah.
All right, let's go to the ALCS. Maybe things are a little bit more interesting between the Blue Jays and the Mariners. Blue Jays have been scoring all the runs as of late. The series tied 2 games apiece, but Seattle home favorites here tonight at minus 125. Toronto +105, but I will, or minus 105, and then minus 115 for the Blue Jays, excuse me. But I'll say this, Kevin Gausman is pitching for the Blue Jays, and we know who has great numbers against Kevin Gausman. Cal Raleigh. Cal Raleigh has 5 career homers against Kevin Gausman. Maybe this is the difference in tonight's game, but Jenks, let's talk about this total for a second.
Sure.
A total of 7 runs in a Blue Jays game. Did you know that the Blue Jays by themselves are averaging 7 runs a game this postseason? Do you consider an over here?
I would look at an over for sure, although the money is just piling in on the under. We're seeing 6.5s now at some books, which is just crazy to me. But I would be on the other side. I mean, sometimes following the money is, you know, something that works to your advantage, or if you, you know, go the other side. You know, where you say, okay, the money is actually reducing this number. I like the other side. Let's go to the other side because that's the side I'm on. You never want to just follow it blindly. But with the way that the Blue Jays are hitting right now, I understand that it's, you know, it's going to be a tight game because here we are. It's a game 5. This is absolutely crucial. But I'm not going to fade Toronto's bats based on what we've seen over the past couple games, especially with a total at 6.5. No thanks.
Yeah, I don't think so either. Especially the deeper we get into these postseason series, the more these guys are seeing the same relievers. And plus, like a lot of guys on this Mariners team have seen Kevin Gausman stuff before as well. Like I mentioned, Cal Raleigh is hitting .417 in his career against Kevin Gausman. I think you can get his hits plus runs plus RBI over 1.5 at minus 115. I think that is a solid play for the big dumper tonight, especially since he's playing at home, where he's been better this season as well, offensively speaking. But this Blue Jays lineup is real hard for me to fade. Like, I don't think I'm going to pick a side in this one. So the odds makers think that, okay, so the Blue Jays are favored, minus 115. Mariners minus 105. Do you think the Blue Jays win a third straight game here?
I'm trying to decide if I'm going to play the Blue Jays, but I like them a lot in this game. Like, a lot.
Yeah.
So here's the thing. First of all, if you look at Bryce Miller, and yeah, he was great early in this series, right? But the thing is, if you look back during the regular season, where you have a much larger sample size, his ERA at home was near 6, 5.80. He was not good during the regular season. And this is at home in a pitcher's park at T-Mobile Field. You look at the Blue Jays bats, how well they performed over the past couple games. Like Andrés Giménez in the 9th spot is playing out of his mind. Vladdy's jacking home runs. And Kevin Gausman has been really good over the latter half of the season, 2 runs or less in 14 of his last 19 starts. The Blue Jays are the hotter team right now with the way they've been playing. They have the momentum, and you can get them at minus 115. I think Toronto is the call.
Especially with all the momentum going in their favor. And it does feel like the Blue Jays are kind of a streaky lineup where, like, those first 2 games felt more like an anomaly to me. the fact that we saw all those bats go cold because they were one of the best offenses like in baseball mm-hmm. for most of the regular season. And now we're seeing it. Like when they score runs, they really pile them on. Like I said, they're averaging over 7 runs a game this postseason. We saw it last night. When they're hot, they're scorching hot. So I think for me, I'm still going to play the over here, over 7. Yeah. At BetMGM is minus 115. Like, listen. Like, that still feels very low for this Blue Jays offense and, hell, even this Mariners offense. Because if we look at the Mariners over the course of the regular season, they were the number one offense in all of baseball, and they're playing at home here. So I do think both these teams certainly have a chance to score some runs. So I think the play that I'm locked into is going to be the over. But, Jenks, who do you think wins this series? Do you think it's the Blue Jays?
Oh, God, I have no idea. I honestly have no idea. I mean, here I am. I feel like that I'm being such a hypocrite right now because 2 days ago I was like, the Mariners look like a team of destiny. They've never played in the World Series. Look at them now. Up 2 games to none. Teams in that spot win 74% of the time. And I believe that is the statistic. But now here we are, knotted at 2, and the Blue Jays, who are very streaky, are just smoking hot at the plate. Like, I have no idea what's going to happen in this series, but I will say, if I think the Blue Jays are going to win tonight, and I think they are, then you go back to Toronto and they're playing in front of that crazy Rogers Center crowd with a chance to close things out, then I would say, yeah, I have to switch up my opinion and maybe it's Toronto now.
Well, it's funny that the books have trouble deciding as well because over at BetMGM right now, series winner for the ALCS, Mariners minus 110, Blue Jays minus 110. If you think you have an angle and say, hey, both these teams are so evenly matched that this goes the distance, you can bet on that. Series ending in 7 games is minus 110. 6 games is minus 110 as well. I think it could go 7. Like, I'm kind of hoping it does.
Yeah.
But I also think, like, in the large form of things, I want whoever advances in this series to have a good chance against the Dodgers. So for that reason, I hope it doesn't go the distance. Because, Jenks, I think I could speak for all of us when we say anyone but the Dodgers, right?
Yeah. Here's the thing. I like the Dodgers' individual players, like individually.
Right.
They're very likable. But as a team, it's like, yeah, you should be winning. You spent all this money. That's the only thing that drives me crazy about baseball is that it creates such inequity where, of course, you have all of the best players. And then you went during the offseason and you signed Blake Snell. I'm like, my God, okay, let's give you guys even more help. So while I like a lot of the guys and, you know, Freddie Freeman show, you can go down the list and Mookie and all those guys, and they're very likable and incredible baseball players. The fact that they're all on the same team is just ridiculous.
Even though it should be noted that the Dodgers did not have the highest payroll in baseball this year, that would belong to the New York Mets, who didn't even make the postseason, Jenks. So sometimes it's not all about money spent. You still have to put it together in the postseason. And I will say the Dodgers are still standing. And the Mets, again, did not even make it till October. All right, coming up next, time to win you guys some big plus money. It's Parlay Central here on the Daily Tip. Coming up next, stay with us. We've got more after the break.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speed Test. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate. With the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever, you can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speed Test Intelligence data, 1H 2025, compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.